الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله، وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما أنعم الله على عبد من نعمة فقال الحمد لله إلا أدى شكرها، فإن قالها ثانية جدد الله له ثوابها، وإن قالها الثالثة غفر الله له ذنوبه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders, Ramai Kiram, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and sent us into this world for a limited period of time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon us our requirements and our needs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His grace and fazl has provided for us. All of us, every single living creature, is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we need and require in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all mankind: Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Allahu wal ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, you are most needy, you are most dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu wal ghaniyul hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent and completely free from want, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most praiseworthy. Whatever ni'mats we have in this world, it's only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His favor that He has bestowed these ni'mats, these bounties, and these favors and blessings upon us. This is the reality of life that we should have, we should be conscious of at all times, irrespective of what our position is. You may become the ruler of a country, you may become a ruler or an owner of a very mighty empire, etc. But the fact of the matter is, all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conscientizes us in the Holy Quran regarding this as well. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat you have, whatever favor you have, it is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever good befalls you, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِن حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good that befalls you, whether it is your wealth, whether it is your health, whether it is your children, whether it is some other ni'mat you have, the understanding, the acceptance, the integrity, the respect that you have, فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, it is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And whatever calamity, whatever difficulty falls you, that is from your own side. It is an effect of your actions, and it is a consequence of your actions that we are undergoing this difficulty and this hardship and this musibat and taklif and worry and anxiety that you're going through is because of your own actions. So at the outset, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has favored us with all the ni'mats that we have in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on various occasions, the Holy Quran: Ya ayyuha an-nasu uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum wa uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. In different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, that, O mankind, O those that believe, reflect upon the ni'mats and my favors and my bounties. That is why we are asked here to keep reflecting upon the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we realize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we reflect upon the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see what great ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. One place is the Holy Quran. The ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so many, we can't even enumerate and can't even bring them under count. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you wish to count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to fully count those ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't realize that it's a ni'mat. How many of us realize that when you open the door of your home, that is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us be frank. How many of us realize that? We only realize it one day when your door is stuck, when your door cannot open. One occasion opening the door could not open from the house. I could not go to the madrasa. I had to phone for somebody to come to the madrasa to open the door. Who realizes that the door in the toilet is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of my students mentioned that one night when I went home, I got stuck in my own house in the toilet. I took out my cell phone and I kept on phoning, but the wife was in dreamland and there was no reply. I had to stay there for such a long time. Up to this day, did we ever realize the opening of that door is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. till that ni'mat does not go. That is why in some there's a saying, maxim, that qadrun ni'mati ba'da zawal, that the real true value of the ni'mat, the appreciation comes when that ni'mat is gone. When a person cannot walk, then he realized what a great ni'mat walking was. When he cannot talk, he realized what the ni'mat talking was. When he cannot go to places, he realized what a great ni'mat it was to go there. When he lives with his family in a home, in the comfort of his home, when he has to be taken out for some reason and isolated in the hospital or somewhere, then he realized what a great ni'mat it was when I was sitting with my wife and children, etc. So the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't even realize. Taking one step, taking a step, and walking is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask that person that breaks his leg, cannot walk. Ask that person who cannot reach the ground to make sijda, what the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to reach the ground. These are ni'mats of Allah. As I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran that we will not be able to enumerate and count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it possible to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mats, for those things that we do not know? That is why we should say, oh Allah, these ni'mats are from you. All the ni'mats that you have bestowed upon us, those that are known to me, those that are not known to me, O Allah, I express my gratitude and I thanks for these ni'mats. One place in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of our condition. Obviously, as we prosper and grow in life, then we reach different stages as far as knowledge is concerned, as far as discerning good and bad is concerned, as far as recognition of people is concerned, as far as expressing ourselves is concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَخْرَجَكُمْ اللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُولِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken you out from the wombs of your mothers. And لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You had absolutely no knowledge. You did not have the know-how of absolutely anything. You did not know anything in this world. You did not even know how to express yourself. You did not know how to move. You did not know how to turn. You could not even discern between your father and your mother. That's the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken you out. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created for you the means of knowledge, the means of gathering information, the means of recognition, and that is سَمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah ta'ala had given you the power of hearing, had given you the power of eyesight and to see, and had given you this heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through these means that a person comes to know, and a person perceives, and a person educates himself, a person begins to recognize through hearing, to looking and hearing, and to pondering and deliberating, and together with that contemplating and reflecting with his heart, he gathers knowledge and he gathers information. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are mentioned in other verses as well. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. He is the one that has granted you these great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights these three, because this is the prime means of a person obtaining education. Imagine here, if all of you are sitting here and you are deaf, you could not listen. You could not listen, you are deaf. Your hearing power is not working. Or all of you, or all of us in such a place or in such a situation where we cannot perceive with our eyes. We cannot see, we cannot distinguish, we do not know what white is and what black is, we do not know who's the father and who's the son, and we do not know all the other things of the dunya we cannot perceive because we are blind. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a heart, a seal on the hearts, and we cannot ponder, we cannot reflect, we cannot think. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us this vital question. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُ مِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. That tell them and ask them, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take away this listening power, take away the power of looking, and take away and put a seal on the hearts, then who is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can give us this? This is when you realize the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bounty, that if this is taken away from me, then all the riches of the world, all the wealth of the world, all the clever people of the world cannot replace his ni'mat. These are the ni'mat and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, and is given to us singularly. Every single person has this ni'mat. Because why? I cannot see with your eyes, and you cannot hear with my ears. Every person requires, these are the requirements. If you look at the basic requirements, if you don't look at all the other ni'mats, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many, the need is to contemplate and reflect. Wadhkuru ni'matullah. Remember and contemplate and reflect on the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us just take the six basic needs that we require, that every human being requires, that is ma'kal, the food that we require. Imagine the great effort that takes place, the great system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that takes place when our food reaches us. One is the end product. When you are sitting in my home and I am sitting in your home, we wash our hands and we are eating, what is there? that is the final result of a long series of efforts, a long series of processes that food has gone through. If it is something that is planted in the ground, then imagine the day it was put therein. Imagine so how long it had taken there for it to grow. Then it was harvested, and then it was brought, going through all the other processes from the wholesaler, from the farmer to the wholesaler to the market, to the market, to the consumer store, and from there to your homes, and then to the fridges, and then to the frying pan, and then to the pot or there, whatever, and thereafter it reaches us, and there's the lukma that's given to us. The items that we buy in the shops that compose of fruit and vegetable, etc., we are not really paying for those items. One of our respected ulama had mentioned so beautifully, what a beautiful thing he mentioned, eye-opening thing he mentioned. He says, the things that we are paying for, you go down to the store and buy some fruit and you pay 50 rand for it and come to your homes. You are not paying for that item. You cannot pay for that item because that item has gone through such a long procedure before it reaches the store there. You are just giving the handling charges. The real payment is to say Alhamdulillah, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not put all those processes in place, then that fruit or vegetable that has reached your table would not have reached there. So you are just paying the handling charges to that person there, because that fruit, if you just look at one item, that fruit was planted where? It was planted in a certain place. And it stayed there, that person, that farmer, made effort on that. That tractor, whatever, or those cows, etc., had gone there, and they had done to the ground what it required. Fertilizer was put in. That person had seen it, nurtured it, watered it, looked after it. The sunshine had fallen upon it. And he had kept away the destructive forces away from that, so that no animals come and devour it and eat it up and destroy it. Thereafter, it reached the stage when it was ripe and ready. It was harvested there. It was packed there. How many people had gone to work? How many mines were set to work? Thereafter, it was transported and came. And procedure is too long to even to go into one issue. So long that so much effort has been put in there. And when it comes to our table, we even forget to say, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, all praise is due to you that you have sent us to me and you have brought us here. So if you look at ma'akal, if you look at the type of food, or the food, our basic requirement is food. Look at the type of food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. And especially us, in relation to many other nations and many other places and countries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us abundance of all these ni'mats. The type of food, when you go to a Muslim home here in our country, mashallah, is such that people mention that. They have to make specific mention the type of foods, mashallah, that you eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Look at many countries of the world. People are starving. There's starvation, there's poverty, etc. This is one basic need. Mashrab, things to drink, the type of water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the type of drinks, the permissible things that we drink, the juices, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. These are our basic requirement. And if you look at that, it is mind-boggling what amount of types and what amount of tastes, etc., and varieties there are as far as these things are concerned. And these are our basic needs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. How many of us realize that even water, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were special wells wherein water was taken out and brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because sweet-tasting water was not so common like how it is today. And we know the procedure of water. أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْدِ أَمْ نَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِرُونَ أَسْتَيْنَاكُمُهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this also in various verses of the Holy Quran, that the water is that which we have provided for you. Have you brought it down from the clouds, or have we brought it down? If we wish, we could have made it bitter for you. But no, we have made it sweet and palatable and easy for you to drink. Our basic requirement. And what are the needs that we are fulfilled with water? If you sit and think, then that's also mind-boggling. Something that we put over ourselves, something that we put in ourselves, something that we use, something that we use for power, something that we use to wash our homes, wash our dishes, wash our clothes, wash our cars, etc. With that one commodity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And what happens? The true value of that is when the water is shut off. And you meet the person, we got no water. What about y'all? Have we got water? All these days we had water. Did we ever express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh Allah, you have granted us water. One day that water is gone, we realize the value of that water, qadrun ni'mat ibadat zawal, when it is gone. So these are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we find maskan, the homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us palatial homes here. We are living in such beautiful conditions, such beautiful homes. This is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people in many countries that don't have homes like us. They're in rich countries and elite people, but yet the homes that they have, due to some restriction, due to financial constraints, due to some restrictions there by the law, bylaws, etc., they cannot live like palatial homes that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this also is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a home that is completely spacious. It's also one of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighted in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the ni'mats, one is to have a comfortable home, a home that is comfortable and a home that is spacious, etc. Similarly, we find malbas, another basic requirement is clothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sufficient clothing to clothe ourselves and to veil ourselves and to cover our shave, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided this. And abundantly, there are people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one riwayat comes that when one sahabi was reading namaz in one pair of, in, over, with one piece of cloth, then it was told to him, then he said, that who is there amongst us that has two pieces of cloth? We only have one mere, one barely one piece of cloth to cover ourselves. How many are there today, or how many of us are there that have only one piece of cloth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us abundantly. Similarly, we look at markab, we look at the cars, etc., that we have, and conveyances that we have. Look at the conveyances that we have. I had gone to one home 2 days ago, and I counted the conveyances. There were 11 vehicles parked in that home. And I started counting the people of that home. There were only about 6 or 7 people. This is the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we have this here at our disposal. We can go to places, we can use that, utilize them in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally what happens when a ni'mat becomes common and arm and is found, then people fail to realize the real value of that ni'mat. Yes, if there is a place or an area where every person is walking, one person has a car, then we realize it's a great ni'mat. But when everybody has cars, and as I mentioned, 10 and 11 cars in one yard, then we don't realize that this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we don't realize, then very scarcely do we express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these ni'mats. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the du'as it is taught to be read after every namaz, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Something that is obvious, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that is obvious, because everything is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One human being does us a favor, we think of him for a very long time. He helped me when I was stuck. He helped me financially. He went and interceded for me. He helped me when I had a puncture on the road. At every moment given time and every second in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats are showering upon us. How can we forget the mun'im, the one that grants us the ni'mats? فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me with your obedience and I will remember you with my favors. وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful to me. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that after every salat we should read this dua. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. O Allah, assist me in your remembrance and assist me to be grateful to you, to express my shukr to you and wa husna ibadati, and to worship you in a most beautiful manner. We are taught this because shukr is such a vital thing in the life of a mu'min. And how? Why not? Because every single thing, as I mentioned, is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, man is unable to express his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told him, O Allah, you had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with your hands. And you had blew your ruh and your soul into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And you had made him stay in paradise. And you had made the angels prostrate upon him, before him. What was the mode of thanks and gratitude that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had done? It mentioned that the reply came that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam attributed all this towards me. And he said, O Allah, it is only you that have granted me these ni'mats. And that was sufficient. That was sufficient as his shukr and his gratitude. Where a person says, O Allah, it is only you that you are granting me. But what happens normally, a person forgets. Because of a little movement that we do, and because of the little effort that we put in, we feel that this ni'mat has come because of me. I am the one that has earned this ni'mat. I am the one that am deserving of this ni'mat. I am the one that has made an effort. I am the one that have the expertise and the know-how for this ni'mat. And this is what Qarun had said. When it was told to him that do not make ihsan, when his nation had told him and advised him and spoke to him about his wealth, then he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ وَلَا عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This wealth has been given to me because of my knowledge, because of my techniques, because of my know-how, because of my expertise, because I know what to do and how to get it. And we know what happened to him, he was destroyed. And we find on the other hand, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was also given a great kingdom. But he had mentioned هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his sheer grace and favor, favor without us deserving it in the least, has given it to us. And this should be the mindset when we're expressing our gratitude for any ni'mat. Oh Allah, this health that I have, this wealth that I have, this family that I have, the children that I have, this know-how that I have, this respect that I have, this tawfiq that I have, is only and solely from your grace and from your fazl and from your favor. I do not deserve it in the least. It is only your favor and it is only your bounty. That is when a man really expresses gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the example is given of a creditor and a debtor. When a debtor pays his creditor, he does not thank him. Why? Because it is his duty bound to do it. And this person deserves him. He had given him a loan and this person is paying him. But if a person comes and he grants a gift to somebody who does not deserve it, then that person becomes full of appreciation and gratitude that he has given me something that I don't even deserve. This should be the mindset when we're expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single ni'mat in this world. And as I mentioned, the ni'mats are so many. We need to enumerate, sit back, and from the beginning of, or till, of, beginning of the day or the end of the day, sit and reflect on the ni'mats that we have. And very, very simple in our circumstances, in our context, is very, very simple. We have hundreds of people, I would say millions of people around us, who are deprived of the basic things that we have in life. Forget the luxuries, the basic things of life that we have. There are hundreds of millions of people around us. Last week it came with the news somewhere in Northern Natal. For the first day of her life, that lady expresses that I've got electricity in my home. We may be 30, 40, 50, 60 years. We've got the electricity that we are enjoying and everything that comes with it. And here this lady, after so many years of her life, the first day that she has electricity. How much have we appreciated this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only when the lights are out, then everybody is talking about there's no lights, and when the lights are coming. So these are great ni'mats that we have taken for granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to take out some time to reflect on these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which there are great, great benefits and there are great rewards in this world as well as the hereafter. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.